This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Thousands of Israelis have taken to the streets in the largest such demonstration since last October's Hamas attack led to Israel's war in Gaza. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports protesters are demanding early elections in Israel.
Israelis have been overwhelmingly supportive of the war through 6 months of fighting, but many in the streets of downtown Jerusalem blame Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for not yet getting the release of more than 100 hostages still in Gaza. Uzi Aharoni was rallying with other veterans of the 1973 Yom Kippur War.
Right now, the government that we have is such an extreme government that if they were listening to me, they would call me a traitor. I'm not a traitor. I fought for this country, and this is what I'm doing now. I'm fighting for this country.
Netanyahu says calling elections now would paralyze the country and stall negotiations to free the hostages. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News. Tel Aviv.
A federal judge in Boston has ruled migrants flown from Texas to Martha's Vineyard may proceed with a lawsuit against the Florida company that took them there. NPR's Greg Allen reports the judge for now has dismissed claims against Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis.
Three migrants from Venezuela, along with an immigrant rights group, filed the lawsuit. They say that Florida's governor, others in his administration, and an air transport company conspired to deprive them of their civil rights when they recruited and flew them to Martha's Vineyard in 2022. U.S. District Judge Allison Burroughs says the case can't proceed against the air transport company, Vertol, but for now dismissed claims against DeSantis and others. In her order, the judge said, quote, the court sees no legitimate purpose for rounding up highly vulnerable individuals on false pretenses and publicly injecting them into a divisive national debate. Lawyers for Civil Rights, which represents the migrants, said it will reassert its claims against DeSantis and other Florida officials as the case goes forward. Greg Allen, NPR News.
Google is agreeing to settle a class-action lawsuit over its so-called incognito mode of browsing the Internet. As NPR's Bobby Allen explains, the suit found the tech giant still tracking millions of users despite claims of privacy.
Google will destroy the browsing history of tens of millions of people who enabled incognito mode on the company's Chrome browser. It's part of a deal reached between consumers who sued Google and the tech company, which also now clarifies that some incognito browsing is saved by the company to measure web traffic and sell advertising. In a statement, Google said it is happy to destroy technical data it had collected. The company says it will not pay any damages to settle the 2020 lawsuit. But now when someone starts an incognito session on Google's Chrome browser, third-party companies will not collect cookies by default. Previously, Google claimed searching the web with this feature ensured a private browsing experience. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
A mixed close on Wall Street today. The Dow was down 240 points. The Nasdaq rose 17 points. The S&P fell 10 points today. You're listening to NPR. South Carolina lawyer Alec Murdoch, who is already serving a life sentence without parole for killing his wife and son, has been sentenced to another 40 years in prison for stealing from his clients and his firm. The 55-year-old disbarred attorney had already pleaded guilty to similar crimes in state court. Murdoch apologized to his victims, blaming his drug abuse. The 22 counts in the case were the final outstanding charges against him. The Taliban supreme leaders announced the group will resume the public flogging and stoning of women to death for adultery. It came in a speech that was shared by a senior Afghan bureaucrat. Bureau's Dee Hadid has more.
The supreme leader, Haybatullah Akhundzada, said in a speech that the Taliban were implementing their interpretation of Islamic law. Akhundzada specifically said the Taliban would stone women to death for adultery. He mocked Western nations for finding the punishment repugnant. A Taliban spokesman, Sohail Shaheen, would not say why the speech was subsequently deleted, but said the idea of public punishment only reflected long-standing policy. But until now, the Taliban have avoided any open reference to punishing women in this way. Since seizing power of Afghanistan 2 years ago, the Taliban have stopped most girls from studying beyond grade six and women from working in most professions. Dee Hadid, NPR News, Varanasi.
The last known living survivor who was aboard the USS Arizona battleship that exploded and sank during the bombing of Pearl Harbor has died. Luke Conter, a quartermaster, was standing on the main deck of the ship. Conter went on to fly 200 combat missions in the Pacific during the war. Luke Conter was 102 years old. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Vuori, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to Vuori.com/NPR.